I realize that's a bold statement. You might think I've lost my mind, but hear me out. I'm talking about websites as we know them today. The traditional website model is heading for a massive overhaul, and the change is coming faster than most business leaders realize. Websites have ballooned into sprawling digital properties, driven primarily by SEO and centralized search funnels. We've created an internet that mixes what humans need with what machines need to know. This fundamental mismatch is about to be corrected. The AI Takeover Matrix. I've developed a framework to help visualize how AI will disrupt traditional website funnels across different sectors. The matrix examines the percentage of traditional website functions that AI will likely replace based on two critical factors: shopping complexity and shopping enjoyment. The framework breaks down into four distinct quadrants: complex plus not enjoyable, 99.9% AI takeover. Insurance comparison shopping sits squarely in this quadrant. Nobody, absolutely nobody, enjoys comparing insurance policies, yet it's something we all need to do. AI will handle nearly all of this process in the near future. Complex plus enjoyable, 60% AI takeover. Custom vacation planning remains partially website-driven. People genuinely enjoy exploring destinations and visualizing options. The emotional connection matters here, so websites retain value, though AI handles the logistics and comparison aspects. Simple plus not enjoyable, 90% AI takeover. Office supply reordering offers zero intrinsic enjoyment. It's purely transactional. AI already handles much of this process, and the trend will accelerate until traditional websites become almost irrelevant for these tasks. Simple plus enjoyable, 30% AI takeover. Fashion browsing keeps a significant website presence because visual discovery and inspiration remain valuable human experiences. People like browsing clothes and imagining how they'll look and feel. The diagram visualizes these quadrants, with percentage circles showing each category's projected AI takeover rate. The contrast is stark, with nearly complete replacement in some sectors and more modest changes in others. Bounded rationality and the new digital experience. This framework connects directly to Herbert Simon's concept of bounded rationality from 1955. Simon explained how humans make decisions with limited information processing capabilities. AI removes many of these bounds, fundamentally changing user behavior. The implications are massive. The bounds of your website will no longer exist, nor will the bounds of your competitors. The traditional walls between digital properties will crumble as AI becomes the primary interface between businesses and customers. This shift matters because it will transform how businesses connect with customers. Companies that understand and adapt to this change will gain significant advantages: cost savings and customer experience quality. Time frame and industry variations. The disruption timeline varies substantially by industry, but the direction is unmistakable. Some sectors, like insurance and office supplies, are already experiencing this transition, while others, like fashion retail, will see more gradual changes. What's consistent across all industries is that traditional websites will increasingly be replaced by structured data formats designed primarily for AI consumption. The debate around LLMs.txt is critically important in this context. It represents early efforts to standardize how AI systems interact with business data. This isn't a distant future scenario. These changes are already underway for businesses in the complex plus not enjoyable quadrant. Others have a bit more time, but not much. The new website paradigm. The websites of tomorrow won't disappear entirely. They'll transform.
Instead of sprawling sites designed to rank on Google and funnel humans through conversion paths, we'll see streamlined data-first architectures, AI-ready structured content, smaller, more focused human interfaces, direct API connections between business systems and AI platforms. This transformation will likely save enormous resources while simultaneously improving customer journeys. Think about the collective hours spent maintaining bloated websites, optimizing for search engines, and managing content that few humans actually read entirely. The new paradigm eliminates much of this waste. Businesses can focus on creating genuinely useful resources rather than SEO-optimized content farms. Users get faster, more personalized service without wading through navigation menus and content designed primarily for algorithms. challenges to adoption. Not every business will adapt quickly to this shift. Resistance will come from several sources. Legacy investments. Companies with massive investments in traditional websites will hesitate to pivot away from them. Industry regulations. Sectors with strict disclosure requirements may face compliance challenges with AI-first models. Technical debt. Organizations running on older systems will struggle to create the APIs and structured data needed for AI integration. Trust factors. Some customers will initially resist interacting primarily through AI interfaces, particularly for high-value purchases. Despite these barriers, the economic and experiential advantages of AI-driven interfaces will ultimately overcome resistance. The question isn't if this transformation will happen, but how quickly different sectors will adapt. Preparing your business. So, what should forward-thinking business leaders do now? Audit your current website. What percentage of your funnel is vulnerable to AI disintermediation? Use the framework to identify your most at-risk areas. Invest in structured data. Begin organizing your business information in AI-ready formats. Experiment with AI interfaces. Build and test AI-driven customer interactions alongside your traditional website. Focus on unique value. Focus on the aspects of your customer experience that AI can't replicate: human connection, creativity, and emotional resonance. Watch cross-industry examples. Monitor how companies in the high takeover quadrants adapt and learn from their successes and failures. Ask yourself, what would that look like if a customer could get exactly what they need from your business through a conversation with AI rather than navigating your website? How would it change your digital strategy? The companies that answer these questions thoughtfully and boldly act on those answers will lead in the coming era of AI-driven commerce. Traditional websites aren't dead yet, but their transformation has begun. Innovative businesses are preparing now for a future where AI, not websites, becomes the primary digital interface between companies and customers. What percentage of your funnel is vulnerable to AI disintermediation? The answer might surprise you.